The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywiththefriendlyvoice.com. Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 221. I'm your host, Steve Webb, and today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 10 through 17. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 10. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you pay no attention during times of trouble? The wicked arrogantly chase the oppressed. The oppressed are trapped by the schemes the wicked have dreamed up. Yes, the wicked man boasts because he gets what he wants. The one who robs others curses and rejects the Lord. The wicked man is so arrogant he always thinks, God won't hold me accountable, he doesn't care. He is secure at all times. He has no regard for your commands. He disdains all his enemies. He says to himself, I will never be upended because I experience no calamity. His mouth is full of curses and deceptive, harmful words. His tongue injures and destroys. He waits in ambush, near the villages, in hidden places he kills the innocent. His eyes look for some unfortunate victim. He lies in ambush in a hidden place, like a lion in a thicket. He lies in ambush, waiting to catch the oppressed. He catches the oppressed by pulling in his net. His victims are crushed and beaten down. They are trapped in his sturdy nets. He says to himself, God overlooks it. He does not pay attention. He never notices. Rise up, Lord. O God, strike him down. Do not forget the oppressed. Why does the wicked man reject God? He says to himself, You will not hold me accountable. You have taken notice, for you always see one who inflicts pain and suffering. The unfortunate victim entrusts his case to you. You deliver the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evil man. Hold him accountable for his wicked deeds, which he thought you would not discover. The Lord rules forever. The nations are driven out of his land. Lord, you have heard the request of the oppressed. You make them feel secure because you listen to their prayer. You defend the fatherless and oppressed, so that mere mortals may no longer terrorize them. Psalms chapter 11. For the music director by David. In the Lord I have taken shelter. How can you say to me, flee to a mountain like a bird? For look, the wicked prepare their bows. They put their arrows on the strings to shoot in the darkness at the morally upright. When the foundations are destroyed, what can the godly accomplish? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's temple is in heaven. His eyes watch. His eyes examine all people. The Lord approves of the godly, but he hates the wicked and those who love to do violence. May the Lord rain down burning coals and brimstone on the wicked. A whirlwind is what they deserve. Certainly the Lord is just. He rewards godly deeds. The upright will experience his favor. Psalms chapter 12. For the music director, according to the Sheminith style, a psalm of David. Deliver, Lord, for the godly have disappeared. People of integrity have vanished. People lie to one another. They flatter and deceive. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that boasts. They say, we speak persuasively. We know how to flatter and boast. Who is our master? Because of the violence done to the oppressed, because of the painful cries of the needy, I will spring into action, says the Lord. I will provide the safety they so desperately desire. The Lord's words are absolutely reliable. They are as untainted as silver purified in a furnace on the ground where it is thoroughly refined. You, Lord, will protect them. You will continually shelter each one from these evil people, for the wicked seem to be everywhere when people promote evil. Psalms chapter 13. For the music director, a psalm of David. How long, Lord, will you continue to ignore me? How long will you pay no attention to me? How long must I worry and suffer in broad daylight? How long will my enemy gloat over me? Look at me, answer me, O Lord my God. Revive me, or else I will die. Then my enemy will say, I have defeated him. Then my foes will rejoice because I am upended. But I trust in your faithfulness. May I rejoice because of your deliverance. I will sing praises to the Lord when he vindicates me. Psalms chapter 14. For the music director, by David. Fools say to themselves, there is no God. They sin and commit evil deeds. None of them does what is right. The Lord looks down from heaven at the human race to see if there is anyone who is wise and seeks God. Everyone rejects God. They are all morally corrupt. None of them does what is right, not even one. Those who behave wickedly do not understand, those who devour my people as if they were eating bread and do not call out to the Lord. They are absolutely terrified, for God defends the godly. You want to humiliate the oppressed, even though the Lord is their shelter. I wish the deliverance of Israel would come from Zion. When the Lord restores the well-being of his people, may Jacob rejoice. May Israel be happy. Psalms chapter 15, a psalm of David. Lord, who may be a guest in your home? Who may live on your holy hill? Whoever lives a blameless life, does what is right, and speaks honestly. He does not slander or do harm to others or insult his neighbor. He despises a reprobate, but honors the Lord's loyal followers. He makes firm commitments and does not renege on his promise. He does not charge interest when he lends his money. He does not take bribes to testify against the innocent. The one who lives like this will never be upended. Psalms chapter 16, a prayer of David. Protect me, O Lord, for I have taken shelter in you. I say to the Lord, you are the Lord, my only source of well-being. As for God's chosen people who are in the land, and the leading officials I admired so much, their troubles multiply. They desire other gods. I will not pour out drink offerings of blood to their gods, nor will I make vows in the name of their gods. Lord, you give me stability and prosperity. You make my future secure. It is as if I have been given fertile fields or received a beautiful tract of land. I will praise the Lord who guides me. Yes, during the night I reflect and learn. I constantly trust in the Lord. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be upended. So my heart rejoices, and I am happy. My life is safe. You will not abandon me to Sheol. You will not allow your faithful follower to see the pit. You lead me in the path of life. I experience absolute joy in your presence. You always give me sheer delight. Psalms chapter 17, a prayer of David. Lord, consider my just cause. Pay attention to my cry for help. Listen to the prayer I sincerely offer. Make a just decision on my behalf. Decide what is right. You have scrutinized my inner motives. You have examined me during the night. You have carefully evaluated me, but you find no sin. I am determined I will say nothing sinful. As for the actions of people, just as you have commanded, I have not followed in the footsteps of violent men. I carefully obey your commands. I do not deviate from them. I call to you, for you will answer me, O God. Listen to me, hear what I say. Accomplish awesome, faithful deeds, you who powerfully deliver those who look to you for protection from their enemies. Protect me as I would protect the pupil of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Protect me from the wicked men who attack me, my enemies who crowd around me for the kill. They are calloused, they speak arrogantly. They attack me, now they surround me. They intend to throw me to the ground. He is like a lion that wants to tear its prey to bits, like a young lion crouching in hidden places. Rise up, Lord, confront him, knock him down. Use your sword to rescue me from the wicked man. Lord, use your power to deliver me from these murderers, from the murderers of this world. They enjoy prosperity. You overwhelm them with the riches they desire. They have many children and leave their wealth to their offspring. As for me, because I am innocent, I will see your face. When I awake, you will reveal yourself to me. We'll see many times in the Psalms that even in the midst of persecution, David looks to God and has confidence in God's faithfulness. That's an important lesson for all of us to learn. So many times when we go through difficult times, it sometimes feels as if God has turned his back. But we need to remember that that's never the case. If we're seeking him, if we love him, he knows exactly what we're going through. He knows the smallest detail. And so we, like David, can have confidence in God's faithfulness. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for being with me today. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.